What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to hour number two of our show. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And I want to talk a little bit more about this situation where Hillary Clinton is coming out, and as long as the subject is Iran, she's out there saying, yes, the people have a right to protest. They have a right to be in the streets. They have a right to challenge the power and authority of the government. But, of course, it doesn't apply anywhere else, including the United States of America. And one of the things that we put up at whatreallyhappened.com is this photograph from August of 2004 during the Republican convention in New York City, where they took one of those huge warehouses down by the docks and they filled it with these chain-link dog cages into which the protesters were thrown. So for the U.S. government to go out there and start screaming about the rights of protesters in Iran is the ultimate hypocrisy, because the U.S. government does not think the American people deserve the right to protest publicly. We're shoved into free speech zones and freedom cages. Remember that awful, awful word, the freedom cage, where as long as you were in the cage, you had the freedom to say whatever you wanted about the government. Of course, the cage was just well away from the media and the convention goers. The only reason Hillary Clinton is supporting the rights of the protesters in Iran is they aren't protesters. They are paid assets of an attempt to overthrow the democratically elected government of Iran, just like the CIA did back in 1953 and like they tried and failed to do last year. What happened in Egypt, what is happening in Jordan, what is happening in Algeria, what is happening in Yemen and Tunisia and Iceland has thrown the government of the United States and Israel into a total panic. They have been working for decades to try and bring about this global control under Israel, and they see it potentially slipping away, and the only thing they can think of doing is shove it into overdrive and just try as hard as they can to get the final war going that will bring the entire world under their dominion. And of course, when you start acting recklessly is when you start making the really bad mistakes. Now, speaking of really bad mistakes, apparently there was this general in Israel who just retired. And at his retirement party, admitted that Israel was behind the Stuxnet computer worm that was sent in to try and wreck Iran's nuclear power station and escaped from there and apparently caused a huge amount of damage all around the world, especially in China. A worm designed to interfere with industrial control processors. The amount of financial damage from this worm cannot even be calculated. Personally, if I were China, I would consider it an act of war. That the real issue here is apparently the possibility that playing with the plumbing at a nuclear power station might trigger a Chernobyl-like disaster across the entire Middle East was not a concern. Wouldn't it be cool to wreck their power station? Then we could go on selling atomic bombs to other countries and be the only ones out there in charge however much we want. What happens if we melt down the entire Middle East and turn into a radioactive wasteland? Heh, better them than us. Apparently that was the attitude. Now, the original Chernobyl, when that blew up, it didn't just affect Russia. It affected all over Europe, Great Britain. The radiation cloud from that disaster went completely around the world. Isotopes from the fallout from Chernobyl were detected in the United States of America. If Israel had succeeded in destroying Iran's power station and melting it down the same way, we'd all be feeling it. We'd all be getting cancer from Israel's little tinkering with the computer systems. We're going to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Have you heard? Proactive is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With New Proactive, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try New Proactive risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactive. And you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactive, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactive plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. Spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. The media is still going nuts over the situation in Pakistan, where the Pakistani authorities have caught this U.S. sort of official. He was working for Blackwater XC, but assigned to the embassy. And he shot and killed a couple of Pakistani individuals. His story is they were ISI and they were trying to do him harm, and it was all self-defense. And the Pakistanis are saying, okay, we got to put you on trial, find out what was really going on. And the U.S. attitude is, he has diplomatic immunity. We have the right to go into any other country on earth and have our diplomats just shoot people dead, and you can't do a thing about it. And the Pakistanis are saying, actually, no, we do. Diplomatic immunity only gets you so far. It's good for parking tickets, you know, but not for committing murder. Not for these kind of crimes. So that thing is really heating up. John Kerry's over there attempting to smooth things over and get this guy back out of the Palestinian authority, rather the Pakistani authorities. Maybe he's going to offer free ketchup for life or something like that if they'll let this guy go. But they're spending a lot of time and effort on this, and there's no way out of this that's going to make the United States look really good. I mean, the United States supports this idea that Israel can go around the world into any country and grab these old Nazi war criminals. They're just getting nailed another one, 92 years old, in a hospital bed. You know, one step away from homeless, but they're going to get him because we think he's a Nazi. And they're still trying to get Dunajec convicted of something, anything. Have you noticed how that sort of dropped off the news? I don't think they're doing any better this time than they did last time. But the United States insists that its officials, no matter what crimes they do provably commit, can never be touched by international justice. We're above the law here in the United States of America. Our diplomats can go into any country and just blow people away. They are licensed to kill. Secret agent 000, whatever his social security number is. Okay, now the other story that we're looking at right now, and it started actually yesterday, this whole thing about the anthrax letters has come up again. The Federal Bureau of Investigation basically closed the case by saying Bruce Ivins did it. They had no evidence that he did it, but he was just the next person on the list of who can we frame for this, and he conveniently committed suicide. Maybe something else happened. But once he was conveniently dead and no longer able to defend himself, the FBI said, oh, that's the guy, that's him, case closed, go away, leave us alone. And now we're having more and more organizations, scientists, entities come out and say, look, it's not proven. You have absolutely no proof that there is no case that Bruce Ivins was behind the anthrax letters. And if it wasn't Bruce Ivins, then the guy is still out there, the guilty party. Now, what's really very interesting is this is actually a very long ongoing story. Remember, the anthrax letters were originally blamed on those gosh darn Arab Muslims because the envelopes and the letters themselves were written to look like they came from semi-literate Arab Muslims, death to America, Allah is great. You know, they look like movie props. They don't even look like real letters. I mean, most Arab nations actually have a higher literacy rate than, you know, your average nation at large. And everybody I've met that comes from a Muslim background, their penmanship is absolutely gorgeous. So these letters that look like a child scrawl really were not convincing to begin with. But the anthrax letters basically came out in the week after 9/11 and so terrified Congress that they passed the USA Patriot Act without even reading it. Then, of course, doubts began to surface about it because the anthrax in the letters turned out to be weaponized to a very high degree. I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, they went out to the sheep paddock and they caught some sick sheep and they distilled some anthrax something or other, you know, some spores, and they put it in an envelope. But this stuff was highly refined, laboratory processed, weaponized, very anhydrous, very fine particulate airborne anthrax. And so it quickly became apparent that when they studied the genetic fingerprint of this weaponized anthrax, it came from a U.S. government lab. Oh, I guess that rules out Arab Muslims. But those letters prove that there was a plot to frame Arab Muslims for terror attacks in the United States of America. Somebody said, let's commit an act of terror. Let's kill a bunch of Americans and let's blame the Arabs for it. Right there in front of you, looking at those letters, is the proof that somebody was trying to frame Arab Muslims for what was going on in the United States of America, whether it was anthrax or 9/11 or the rest of it. So the FBI goes out there and they says, well, we'll find who it is. And they go after one after the other of these various scientists. Dr. Ayad Assad was in their gun sights for a while. Stephen Hatfield, they made his life a living hell. And then finally, of course, Bruce Ivins. And they went after one after the other after the other. But, and this is the amazing thing for which the FBI has never been held to account, there was a real suspect in all of this. It was reported in the Hartford Courant that Dr. Philip Zack was caught on the security system entering the anthrax storage area at Fort Detrick without proper authorization and after being fired from his job over a racially motivated attack on the aforesaid Dr. Ayad Assad, who's Egyptian, I might add. So, you know, when I first broke this story, I was getting all this hate email saying, oh, you're being an anti-Semite, you know, you just hate the Jews. But yeah, Dr. Zack was caught on the evidence system. There was an effort to try and erase the record that failed. the focus on Stephen Hatfield came from Dr. Barbara Rosenberg, who was acting as liaison to the FBI and kept saying, oh, look over there, look over there, look over at those people, look at the Egyptian guy. And it got really obvious and blatant, and the FBI said, yes, massa, I will go look at these people that you tell me to look at, and I won't dare look at the guy who was actually caught on the security system going into the storage area where the anthrax used in the letters was actually kept. It doesn't get more obvious and blatant than that. And so they kept trying to find somebody that they could pin the blame on, and they settled on Bruce Ivins, who conveniently died, so they could say, case closed. Same thing that they did with James Earl Ray, who was accused of the assassination of Martin Luther King. He confessed under the advice of his government's provided lawyer. That was his first big mistake. When he recanted 24 hours later and said, I only confessed because the lawyer told me I was going to get a reduced sentence, the judge said, too late, we got you. They had a ballistics test which proved that James Earl Ray's rifle could not have fired the bullet that killed Dr. Martin Luther King. And the FBI kept saying, we need a new test, we're not sure that it was done correctly. And then they stalled and stalled and stalled and stalled until James Earl Ray passed away in prison. And then the court said, well, nobody else has standing to contest the case, and so it's closed. And that's what the FBI did with Bruce Ivins. They waited until their suspect died, supposedly by suicide. I wouldn't bet money on it, but supposedly by suicide. And then they said, okay, that's it, case closed. That was him. And now it looks like they didn't have a case. It's just one more in a long string of cover-ups. Now, supposedly, Representative Holt is reintroducing legislation to create a 9/11-style commission looking into the anthrax case, complete with subpoena power, with a mandate to review the entire matter, which means they'll spend a ton of the taxpayers' money, and they'll say, yes, we've looked at it, and we have no reason to ever think the FBI would ever do anything really tacky to the American people. Not counting COINTELPRO, of course. So anytime the government says, we're going to have a new review and a new commission, commission basically means very expensive, well-paid lawyers. That goes all the way back to the Warren Commission. I don't think, correct me if I'm wrong, call in 800-313-9443, correct me if I'm wrong, has any one of these high-level Blue Ribbon commissions ever actually reported the truth about anything they were supposed to investigate? We didn't get the truth out of the Lawrence Commission. We didn't get the truth out of the Whitewater Commission. We didn't get the truth out of the 9/11 Commission. We certainly didn't get the truth out of the Warren Commission. I don't see why anybody would think that we would get any truth out of the Anthrax Letters Commission. Until they get Dr. Philip Zack in there, waterboard the heck out of him, and find out who gave him his orders to do this. So, you know, I mean, after so many lies, you know. Now, interestingly enough, and speaking of lies in the media serving their corporate masters here, we all remember Bernie Madoff with the loot. This was the guy who co-founded NASDAQ, had more money than any one person could ever spend in an entire lifetime. Remember I was talking about money addicts? These are people where it doesn't matter how much they've got. They got to have more. They got to have more. Bernie Madoff had billions of dollars, fine homes, lovely wife, family around him. He had everything you could ever want in life, and it wasn't enough. And so he sets up this Ponzi scheme, and over the course of 12 years, while the SEC was looking the other way, despite reports and complaints from people like Harry Markopoulos saying there's got to be something crooked going on. And over the course of 12 years, Bernie Madoff screwed his investors for $65 billion. I remember when the story broke and there was this weird situation going on about, oh, there's a fraud. Oh, but he cheated his fellow Jewish people, and that's what really made it horrific in the eyes of the media. And so he winds up being thrown in jail. Well, now he has granted an interview that says, as far as he can is aware, the banks and hedge funds who were partnering with him on this scheme, they all knew it was a scam. They knew it was a fraud. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these words from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we get back to our commentary about Bernie Madoff, and I know we got callers waiting on the line here, I was just listening to that Vermont Bun Baker commercial, and all of a sudden I caught that phrase, the wood stove tax credit. So the U.S. government is handing out a tax credit for people to purchase wood-burning stoves. Okay. I don't have a problem with wood-burning stoves. I love fireplaces. I'm actually old enough where we had a wood-burning stove for cooking in our kitchen. Okay. But I thought carbon dioxide was a big problem. And trees eat carbon dioxide and put out oxygen. And we're supposed to be like trying to reduce carbon dioxide by having more trees or pay a carbon tax. And now we find out the government is encouraging people to chop the trees down and burn them in a wood stove, which puts carbon out into the air. Is anybody keeping track of how contradictory this all is? All right. Now, I want to finish up with Bernie Madoff, and then we're going to get back to the phones here. So Bernie Madoff, incredibly rich, co-founder of NASDAQ, ran in investment portfolios and ran this big scheme. And now he's coming out in interviews. He's saying that the banks and hedge funds he did business with all knew he was doing it. They were all party to the fraud. Now, he has not named names, but he's saying, yeah, they all knew it was a fraud. Now, does anybody remember this video from Alan Greenspan of last year?
Things were being done which were certainly illegal and clearly criminal in certain cases, which in fraud is a fact. Fraud creates very considerable instability in competitive markets. If you cannot trust your counterparties, it won't work. And indeed, we saw that it didn't.
Okay, so you've got Alan Greenspan telling you America's financial system, the banks, Wall Street, are fraught with fraud and criminality. You've got Bernie Madoff saying that the banks and hedge funds knew he was screwing his investors and went along with it because they were making money off the thing. You have the FCIC report that came out a little over a week ago admitting that none of the financial hardship that we have suffered over the last 10 years was necessary, could have been avoided. How many times do you have to be told the banks are cheating you out of your wealth before you understand the banks are cheating you out of your wealth? All right, we're going to go to the phones. Jim in New Hampshire, aloha. Jim, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Mike. So I was just thinking about what you were saying about government commissions and high-level investigations that happen for all this stuff, the FCIC report, the 9/11 commission, and I'm going back to the Warren Commission. It seems like any time this comes up, really what it is an issue of laws that need to be enforced, and they, in lieu of enforcing them, just put up a commission, or they enforce some regulation that doesn't actually involve a punishment of law that's appropriate. Whereas, you know, if I were to do something like that, or any ordinary person, where we would go to jail, we would face trial if we're lucky. And I don't know.
You're absolutely right. The purpose of a commission is to head off all the other investigations that might prove embarrassing. It's to seize control of all the evidence. That's certainly what they did in the Warren Commission, which at the time did not have the legal jurisdiction to intrude on a murder that took place in the state of Texas. They very quickly changed the laws after that. But what the Warren Commission did is they went in everywhere and said, we'll take charge of all the evidence and we'll tell you what it all meant. And that's basically what it is. Even this FCIC report, as damning as it is in admitting to all the fraud and criminality, their end result was, well, you know, everybody's to blame, so we really can't punish any single person. And as you said right at the beginning of your commentary, these commissions always come out. They basically point out that, yeah, people weren't obeying the laws, so the solution is let's have more laws that they won't obey any better. But that's generally their suggestion is, you know, let's have more laws that will supposedly scare people away from doing this kind of behavior. But it doesn't work.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is that they're not generally always a matter of public record, especially with, like, the 9/11 Commission, for example. If that had been a trial, it had been like a police-style investigation, people would know what came out about it and be able to draw their own conclusions, and instead the commission just, oh, we're going to do whatever we feel like behind closed doors. We're not going to tell people what we're up to, particularly the Bush-Cheney testimony. And it's, I don't know, I consider almost every one of those to be kind of a crime against the people of the United States, a crime of injustice.
It's supposed to be something like this trial. You know, the Constitution does not give the government the legal right to lie to the people of the United States of America, and as far as I'm concerned, when the government lies to the country, as they did with Saddam's nuclear weapons, they're trying to foist it off on this patsy now to evade the blame. But when the government lies to the people, they delegitimize themselves. They cease to be the legal government of the land. And, you know, we don't have a lawful government in this country as long as they continue to lie to us. We're an occupied territory, occupied on behalf of, sadly, Israel. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, it sounded like we lost a connection or something.
No, it's just funny too, because if you were to decide I'm not paying taxes to this illegitimate government anymore, so it can continue to lie to me and you know, go against the Constitution, you go to jail. There's no commission.
Who has
anything.
Money to pay taxes? Nobody
yeah,
has money to pay taxes anymore. It's not a question of a choice anymore. We don't got it. All right, Jim, thanks a lot. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with Kevin in Washington after these words from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And before we go to the phone, two items that came in on the email. One, the wood stove tax credit apparently has expired as of the first of this year. But still, it doesn't make sense. At a time when you're screaming for carbon taxes because carbon dioxide is bad, to give a tax credit to encourage people to cut down trees and burn them, I think was kind of misguided at the very, very least. Second of all, apparently, the corporate media, in reporting the story about where Bernie Madoff is saying all the banks and hedge funds were complicit in the fraud, they're all postscripting by saying, well, you know, Bernie Madoff is a crook and he's a liar. So really, I wouldn't believe him about the banks being crooked and everything. So they're still serving their corporate masters here. And, you know, it's like that story, last week where they were talking about diet soda contributing to strokes in young people. And then the media said, well, you know, really, this shouldn't change your diet soda buying habits because we're not really sure about. There's enough doubt where you should go on and guzzle the products that we're advertising here on the airwaves, as it were. All right, we're going to go back to the phones. Kevin in Washington. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, Mike. I was going to address the question about the commissions. Mm-hmm. And while I agree with you, pretty much they're all just whitewashes and a way of rubber stamping the official version of whatever story. The only one that I can think of that might have produced something fruitful was the Grace Commission under Reagan, the one that kind of exposed where our taxes go and where they don't go.
Well, you may be right on that one, except that we don't know for a fact how accurate that was. We know that Reagan was trying very hard to push his agenda of reducing taxes and undoing a lot of the liberalism that had preceded him into office. And so I'm willing to give them the benefit of the doubt because they're not dealing with a criminal action at that point, other than that the 12 years of the Reagan-Bush presidency, senior Bush presidency, saw what was at that point the greatest transfer of wealth from the middle to the upper classes in the nation's history. Of course, that looks like small potatoes now compared to what we've been seeing over the last 8 years here in this country. Anything else, Kevin?
No, that was all. All right.
Well, thanks a lot for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. Before we get back into the news, another thing that just came to me by email. As you know, I kind of have mixed feelings about these compact fluorescent bulbs. I love the idea of having a light that uses much less electricity and is good for the environment, but I don't think these CFCs are it. And my own personal experience with them, because like a good little, you know, tree hugger, I went out and replaced virtually all the tungsten lights in my house with these compact fluorescents, only to discover the failure rates are very, very high. And if you break them, they're very, very toxic. And when you calculate in the cost of manufacturing the bulbs that you have to buy over and over and over and over again, you find out their environmental impact is actually worse than the old traditional tungsten and glass bulbs. Now I've gotten an email from somebody who is saying that apparently they had a compact fluorescent light in their bathroom and they turned it on, were doing what they were doing, and all of a sudden flames erupt from the base of this unit. And, you know, like a blowtorch, and they turned it off, and there was smoke and fire, and they basically, they took the bulb to the fire department, who is apparently saying this is a problem with certain makes of these compact fluorescent bulbs. Now, this email has a recommendation, except that I know one of the recommendations that they're saying you should buy your bulbs from Company X. I know from my experience the bulbs from Company X have got problems. And, you know, with very, very high failure rate. And now that governments are mandating people buy these things, and there is no alternative system yet until the LED bulbs come online in a cost-effective manner, the companies that make the compact fluorescents will value engineer them. You gotta buy them. The government says so. So we're gonna make them cheaper and more reckless. And again, if you break one, it's full of mercury vapor, which is toxic, and there is a radioactive isotope inside that's part of the initiator to get the bulb to come on almost immediately. And so I don't think these are great, and I look forward to the day when the LED bulbs become cost-effective, because I will definitely switch over to them. They're still very, very expensive. An LED bulb that will replace a 100-watt tungsten bulb is still about $40, but it's getting to the point where it's going to start making sense to buy these LED bulbs and put them in your home. I don't know if we can get them on the island of Oahu. We're in the middle of the Pacific, and stuff that you take for granted as available in the stores on the mainland U.S. cannot be found on this rock for love nor money. And I remember, just to wander off the reservation for a little bit, last year my wife and I traveled to Northern California to visit our brand new baby niece, who is just unbelievably cute. And yes, I'm biased and prejudiced along those lines. And I remember walking into a Rite Aid drugstore there, and I was just floored at all the stuff they had and the variety of products. And I guess it's like people from the old Soviet Union when they'd come to the United States, and the first thing they'd say is, the stores are amazing! They got all this stuff in there. And we actually have that problem coming here from Hawaii, you know. Yeah, I've been to every store here on the island of Oahu, and it's all pretty much the same stuff. And there's no variety. There's no choice. It's, you know, they got 50 of what they want to sell you, and there's nothing else. Because they figure if you go to the next store, it's the same 50 of the same thing, and still nothing else to buy. So there's no selection here. And going to the mainland, wow, it's an eye-opener. It's a shock. So I don't know that we have the LED bulbs here on the island of Oahu. I may start ordering them online, because eventually I want to get all the CFCs out of here, and I want to go to the LED lights, because those things are amazing, and they are the future, absolutely. All righty, let's see. Let's skip on down here. Earlier in the show I mentioned there's a couple of videos that you need to look at whatreallyhappened.com, and you need to copy them off, and you need to send them to everybody you know. And the other one is called Cut Benefits to Bankers, Not Public Services. It is a very short, concise video explanation of how the people of the world are being looted to enrich the private bankers. Now, this video was made in and is about Great Britain, but everything in it applies to what we're seeing here in the United States of America, where the bankers are just incredibly subsidized at taxpayer expense, and that's why they're walking around, you know, with $130,000 wristwatches on their wrist, and they're chowing down on $150 hamburgers, and they're wearing $5,000 suits and driving $800,000 cars. And you're being forced to pay for it, because they have a legalized counterfeiting operation that is making them incredibly wealthy, and as long as they're kicking back campaign donations to Congress, Congress has no reason to change. Congress has invested their own money with them. That's why Congress passed TARP, even though 90% of Americans said, do not do that. Congress ignored the will of the people in order to please their bankers and protect their own investment portfolios. So look at that video, save it to your local disk, send it to your friends and family here. Now, we were talking about the TSA, the Tourism Suppression Agency, yesterday, and the agency that everybody loves to hate. Apparently, two more TSA agents were arrested Wednesday at Kennedy Airport for stealing $39,000 from a passenger's bag. Now, the TSA fan club are out there saying, well, he shouldn't have had $39,000 in his bag, so really it's his own fault for losing all the money. No, it isn't. It's the guys who reached in there and stole the money. Now, these two agents that were arrested have admitted to other thefts of totaling about $160,000. Okay? And they're charged with grand larceny, possession of stolen property, and misconduct. Now, there are individuals who travel with large amounts of cash or negotiables on bank business or various other governmental operations. You know, the U.S. government is a cash-based business. When they want to hire somebody to blow up the Golden Gate Bridge so they can blame Iran, they're not going to pay for it with a traveler's check. It's not going to appear on anybody's credit card statement. They show up with a suitcase full of cash. So couriers do carry cash for a variety of reasons, some legal, some nefarious. But the problem is here. The TSA was stealing money from passengers. They stole a huge amount that forced a complaint and an investigation. And they got caught. And for everyone that gets caught, there's probably 10 out there who get away with it. In fact, since posting the story of what really happened, I got a flood of email from people saying, oh, they stole a bracelet from me. They stole this and they stole that. And they dropped and ruined a laptop of mine. And basically gave me that, well, we work for the government, you can't sue us. Ha 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 ha. Send in a paperwork complaint. And, you know, just this arrogant attitude that they can do whatever they want and nothing will go wrong, which is why now I don't travel with a real expensive laptop anymore. I have this little tiny netbook that has absolutely nothing on it except email and web browsing. And that's what I take when I have to travel and I have to have a computer with me. Because I figure if they drop that, that's only a couple of $100 to replace. I'm not going to trust a real expensive piece of equipment with TSA ever, ever again, because they're clumsy idiots. These are losers who couldn't hold a job at the local fast food place. So they get some rubber gloves on their hands and they say, I'm working for the government. I got a patch on my shoulder. And they go out there and they grab the boobies and the crotches and they go through your luggage and they steal stuff like crazy. And in all that time that they have been doing this, in all the years TSA has been out there assaulting your daughters and your wives, giving you cancer with their scanners. And by the way, Obama just budgeted another $40 billion for these machines at the airport to give you cancer. in all that money that's been spent, all that misery, all of that ruination to our tourism industry, all the theft, all the abuse and harassment, the TSA has yet to find a single real terrorist. They aren't out there. All that's out there are the phonies that are used to sell you another war, like Adam Perlman and Joseph Cohen and Zachary Chesser and all the other fakes that they have out there. And the put-up jobs like the crotch bomber and the shoe bomber, who, by the way, if you accept the stories at face value, got right past TSA. It's all a con job to take more money away from you and give it to the government officials who happen to own the companies that are providing these services and these scanners, like former head of Department of Homeland Security, Michael Chertoff, who now owns the Chertoff Group, who is making millions and millions of dollars off of all this security nonsense. That's what corruption is all about, to corrupt the system to serve the rich and powerful. And it doesn't, they don't care how much it inconveniences you. They don't care how much it destroys our tourism. They don't care that they're dropping your laptops and wrecking your equipment. They don't care if their people on the lines are, you know, transferring sexually transmitted diseases because they don't change those rubber gloves for everybody. They don't care about any of that. All they care about is that next money fix, because they're money addicts and their addiction is all that matters to them. It doesn't matter how much they hurt the country in the process. Now, along with all of that corruption that we have going on, of course, we still have the issue of the inflation. The government doesn't like to call it that. The Fed doesn't like to call it that. They're still calling it quantitative easing and a variety of other buzzwords, but it is inflation. And what it is wealth transfer by covert means. Because if you have a dollar in your pocket and the government has a dollar in their pocket, you have just as much buying power as the government. But if the Federal Reserve then prints up 10 more of those dollars and gives them to the government or to the bank, then all of a sudden the government or the bank now has 10 times, more than 10 times, more buying power than you do. And because too much money circulating through society, chasing after too few goods and services, drives prices up, because prices will always rise to absorb the available cash flow, your buying power goes down. And the buying power of the bankers and the government who are getting that freshly printed money goes up. So they're literally stealing buying power from you with that printing press. So anybody who says, well, it's just an issue between Bernanke and the banks and it doesn't really affect you, of course it affects you. They're stealing from you. Every time Bernanke turns on that printing press, they are stealing real wealth from you to give to the bankers. It is a massive wealth transfer from the people to Wall Street, and they're doing it right in front of your eyes because you stand there like a good little sheep and you go, oh, it's not too bad yet. Now, one little piece of news talking about corruption, and this guy's in for a fight. The House Science Chairman is attempting to basically rein in this whole global warming thing. I mean, we've got third harsh winter in a row, massive crop failures from freezing across Mexico and the American Southwest. And so the GOP is basically trying to tell the Obama administration, this whole climate thing, you've gone too far. Nobody believes you. You're making the government look like idiots. Representative Steve Pierce, Republican of New Mexico, is floating an amendment that would prohibit any federal funding, no more U.S. tax dollars, for the United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, which is one of the major ringleaders of the global warming hoax. They'll be in for a fight on that. The carbon Nazis are not going to let go. They've spent too much money and invested too much time for their carbon brokerages, their carbon tax, and their global carbon environmental authority, and they're not going to let go on that one. But it's nice to see some people standing up and saying, you know, this is starting to look ridiculous. You know, we need to basically rein this thing in here. All righty, and we did talk about, okay, one more story. We're almost to the end of this segment here. As you know, Turkey is still very angry with Israel over the attack on the aid flotilla in last May. The United Nations is getting ready to come out with their report. The U.S. and Israel are in the United Nations saying, look, we meant well. They had it coming. They had Oreo cookies of mass destruction. And the United Nations is trying to force Turkey back into normal relations with Israel because, well, Israel demands it. And Turkey is saying there will be no normalization of relations without an apology. Because Turkey's investigation has shown that the raid victims were shot at point-blank range. It was not a case of Israelis defending themselves from cookies of mass destruction. They were executed. We have the videotape of the 19-year-old kid from New York lying on the deck of the ship as the Israelis pump bullets into his skull. So Turkey's upset. They have a right to be. We'll be right back.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Shocking, terrifying, but very truthful and revealing. Finally, a documentary on the horrifying results of unopposed estrogen. Estrogen dominance. Are we writing our own epitaph? I urge you to go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner and watch the documentary, The Disappearing Male. To my knowledge, this is the first documentary about the threat that unopposed estrogen poses to our survival as a species. It's a real eye-opener. But the documentary gives no solution to the problem. We have the solution. If we don't get the progesterone message to the younger generation, especially the young women, our very survival is in jeopardy. Again, that website is www.republicbroadcasting.org. Click on the HealthLink America banner. After viewing, please visit our website, www.healthlinkamerica.com.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the continuing aftermath of Israel's attack on the International Aid Flotilla in May of last year, which resulted in numerous deaths, including that of an American citizen. And, of course, the response of the U.S. government is, Israel can kill all of the Americans they want. It's really no big deal. Turkey's government, however, was a little bit more concerned about the welfare of their citizens in international waters and is demanding that Israel apologize. Now, Turkey's investigation showed that the aid workers who were killed were all shot at close range, point-blank range, which indicated execution, not combat. Israel, of course, held an investigation in which they basically looked at their propaganda and said, yes, this is what happened. They've also blocked any investigation by the United Nations that would actually talk to the people who'd been out there during the actual assault. So it's just a huge thing. And, you know, there's a lot of political pressure on the UN to basically come out and say, well, both parties were at fault, and therefore nobody is to blame. But Turkey's basically saying they will not renormalize relations with Israel without an apology. And, of course, Israel never apologizes for anything, because that's an admission that they did something wrong, and Israel cannot do that. Because Israel has committed so many crimes, if they start apologizing and admitting that they did something wrong on the aid flotilla, there's going to be a hue and cry around the globe that Israel needs to start apologizing for other things they've done, like stealing passports from people down in New Zealand in order to cover their assassins going into Dubai. And so it's a major sticking point. And the U.S. is trying to figure some way they can bribe Turkey with your tax money to normalize relations with Israel, to go back to being Israel's little puppet, you know, without Israel having to apologize. And the reason this is so critical is because, you know, Israel has basically lost assurance that Egypt is going to continue to, you know, secure their southern border. And Turkey was kind of the linchpin of Israel's dominance of that whole part of the Mideast. So if Turkey is not their friend anymore, and Egypt's not their friend anymore, then Israel's in really, really big trouble, which is probably why they're out there trying to start a war with Iran for your kids to die in. And so, you know, it's just escalating all over the place, where Israel's just in a total panic. Their ascendancy, their assurance of control over that region was anchored not just on the U.S. intervention, but on Turkey and Egypt being good friends, and now they've lost that. In the case of Turkey, Israel did it to themselves. All right, one final story before the end of the show here. More than 500 veterans in Ohio may have been exposed to hepatitis and HIV during routine dental work at the VA clinic. We had another one like this before where they were doing proctological examinations and they weren't cleaning the equipment. You know, and so now apparently we have this VA clinic dentist who wasn't sterilizing his equipment from one patient to the next, who may have exposed 500 veterans to hepatitis and HIV. This is government managed healthcare. Do you really want Obama having this quality of health care imposed on you? That's it for our show today. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock Central here in the Republic Broadcasting Network. Until then, stay safe, stay well, hug a loved one, watch out for icy roads, and aloha, America.
Next.